you everybody for coming in for such a short notice, because you know, it just worked out at the last moment. And so it's really special afternoon. We have a very dynamic personality, an inspiring personality amongst us. We have Ms. Manalai Joya, and it's actually an honor to have her here, because we're not supposed to, but we do have her. so it's you know, it's really great of her and everyone to organize this. So just a background, if you don't know who she is, she was the youngest women elected to the parliament, Afghanistan parliament, in 2005. She got elected at the age of 27, and since then she's been very vocal against a lot of the, you know, a lot of the things that have been happening in Afghanistan under the veil and the mask of democracy, as it is, you know. And you've heard about the warlords and their power in the provinces, and she'll tell you more about it, and she's been really vocal. She's come out, you know, she's spoken out, and in such a society it's really hard. So as a result of her amazing work that she's done, she was suspended from the parliament, and but then she's not stopped. She started a secret school against the wishes of Taliban for women, and she's done great work in that, and she's still paying for the great work that she's done, because she lives in safe houses every now and then. But it's great to have her, and she'll speak for the next 30-35 minutes, and you know, inspire all of us. And so I welcome Ms. Manalai Joya. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Very nice to meet you all. In the beginning, let me thank our dear friend Shehan, and also Institute of Global Leadership, especially Sharmin Teichman and dear Aisha Jalal, and also Center for South Asian Indonesian Studies, who organized this event and invited me and gave me this opportunity to talk about the ongoing disaster in my kind country, and also about the realities of the so-called war on terror by U.S. and NATO. Before to talk about the disaster situation of my country, let me say a few words about my book. As because of the launching of the book, I'm here in U.S. this time. A supporter invited me. It has three reasons that I accept to write this book. First, to tell the truth, as in our country, still the first casualty is the truth. Especially mainstream media threw dust on the eyes of the Democrat people of U.S., first of all, freedom-loving people of U.S. and also around the world. The second reason was that to expose the mask of these fundamentalist warlords that right now with the mask of democracy, unfortunately, they are in power. And 8 years ago, U.S. and its allies, they replaced these warlords with Taliban and brought them in power, imposed on my people. And that's why today Afghanistan is a safe haven for terrorism, in the center of drag in the world. And the third reason that I accept to write this book, that as a tip of the iceberg, the sorrows and pain of my people reflect in this book. And hopefully that this book will help to open the eyes and mind of democratic-minded, freedom-loving people around the world, as we need their helping hand and solidarity. While I believe that books is not enough to write about the deep tragedy of Afghanistan, especially this 30-year war in my country, that still these warlords, drug lords, and these criminals are in power and continue to their fascism. Today I had decision to make my speech about some points specifically I want to focus, not only that about catastrophic situation. Let me to write here. Occupation, warlords. I think you know Taliban, no need to talk about these dinosaurs. Warlords, occupation, and also that alternative. Alternative for the future of Afghanistan. Alternative. And regarding these 3 points, I think there will be a chance to talk about the so-called free election. That now this tragic drama is going on in Afghanistan. And also the democratic
occupied my country under the banner of women rights, human rights, democracy. And they brought in power the warlords. As I said during my speech, they are mentally same like Taliban, but only physically has been changed. And to know better about the occupation, as later I will talk about the role of the foreign troops, including U.S. troops in Afghanistan, let me say before a few words about these warlords. Who are these warlords? As I said, they are the main reason of the catastrophic situation of Afghanistan, and as they changed my country, as I said, to the safe haven of terrorists, and that's why we believe U.S. and its allies, they push us from the front line to the fire, because they are photocopy of Taliban. These warlords, their name I gave to one of our friends. I don't know if he has not slideshow, even I was happy to show their pictures. But their name quickly I'm giving you, but later if you want, you can see some websites like Human Rights Watch website, Amnesty International website, like No Organization website, and many books has been written about them, like IS for Infidel, Post War, Leading Afghanistan. That if you want later, I will give you the email, and also through email you can find these books and also websites that you know better about them. So these warlords from 92 to 96, they were in power, and they did civil war in Afghanistan. More than 65,000 innocent civilians they killed when they were in power. And also that they did many violence, the same like Taliban, against women rights, human rights, even they raped a 70-year-old grandmother. And first of all, they destroyed our national unity when they came in power from 92 to 96. As every one of them belongs to one ethnic, as here we have Hazara, Pashtun, Tajik, etc. Since Cold War, these warlords, when we all our Afghan fight against occupation, they received money and also guns, weapons from CIA, mainly, and also neighbor countries like Pakistan, Iran, Russia, Uzbekistan, these countries mainly. And on that time, my people didn't know these warlords, because all together for them was very important, the main point that who's fighting against occupation. And all these Democrats and ordinary people, all together, they fight against occupation together. But after when Russia failed in Afghanistan, as I said, in 92 to 96, on that time, these warlords, they showed their real nature to my people. As I said, that they did civil war in Afghanistan, they killed innocent civilians, and they did many violences against women rights, human rights, they destroyed our national unity, they destroyed our historical memorials, they burned our bookstores, and they destroyed our museums, and many crimes that you can see, at least as a tip of the icebergs, I told you briefly, you can see on these websites that I mentioned. But when Taliban, these towers, people in the religious school of Pakistan, especially by Saudi Arabia, they got supported, and also U.S. government. They, on that time, become brainwashed. They brainwashed these Taliban, and they created these dark-minded elements in these religious school and brought them in power. On that time, when Taliban came in power, people was hopeful that maybe Taliban is better than these warlords. Because these warlords, they, as I told you, they showed their real nature to my people, as my father also was Mujahid, as they called themselves Mujahideen, because all together Afghan fighting against occupation. But after occupation of Russia, they showed their real nature. That's why we say we have two kinds of Mujahideen, criminal Mujahideen and real Mujahideen. Criminal Mujahideen is this bunch of killers that we call them warlord, North Alliance, that nowadays they are famous in these names. And they are mentally same like Taliban. But people that much fed up from these warlords, when Taliban came in power, they thought maybe Taliban is better than these killers. But Taliban was same. Same crimes committed, as much as that they didn't destroy some historical memorial of our country. They did what they did, for example, you hear through media, they destroyed our bulldozer status. And also many other crimes, same like these warlords, they did, especially against the women rights in Afghanistan. And another similarity of warlord and Taliban is that both of them, Islam is a good weapon in their hands. As they mix Islam with politics and use it against our people, this Muslim nation. In the meantime, they are giving bad view about Muslim nation to you, Democrat people of the West, freedom-loving people of the West. Same like your government trying to give bad view about democracy to the innocent, suffer people of my country. while democracy, I think elementary meaning of democracy is government of people for people. But after 9/11, these warlords with the mask of democracy with suit and tie, they come in power. These warlords, when Taliban come in power, Iran become like mice, escaping their holes. And these mice back become wolf. Now they are wolf in the skin of lambs, deceiving new people around the world, and impose on my people, and betraying democracy, women rights, human rights, these values. And as I said, that's why situation is disaster. As U.S. and allies of the U.S., including these neighbor countries, means their government, still they are supporting these warlords, in the meantime, Taliban. Today, directly and indirectly, they are supporting Taliban as well, giving weapon and power. And now, my people, they squash between two powerful enemies. From one side, occupation forces bombing and killing civilians, most of them women and children. From the sky, they are bombing. In the ground, Taliban and warlord continue to be a fascism. If I say three enemies, I think it's easier to tell two enemies. Why? Because the warlord and Taliban, they are same and now negotiating with each other. They have no problem with each other. Both of them many similarity, puppets. Both of them misogynists. Both of them killers, loaders. And they are terrorists. But the only difference is that warlord are pro-US terrorists, but they are anti-US terrorists, and this Taliban. And now they are going to negotiate with each other. That later I will tell you how many Taliban already in power with the mask of democracy. So let's talk about the role of the occupation forces in Afghanistan to know better about the deep tragedy of my country. These occupation forces, they, for example, let me tell you a few examples. In Far province, maybe you heard on May, they did bombing, and one day, more than 150 civilians has been killed, most of the women and children. Even they used white phosphorus and cluster bomb. And also that, on 9th of September, it was on May that this massacre. But on 9th of September, another time they did bombing, and 200 civilians has been killed and injured. Even they are bombing our wedding parties. Recently, also one wedding party has been bombardment with them. Six civilians has been killed in this wedding party. In Ningarhar, they did bombardment. Ningarhar, that called Jalalabad. 47 people, including the groom and bride, has been killed. In Nuristan, they did bombardment. Many innocent civilians has been killed. All of these reports through some Democrat websites and also some Democrat foreign journalists who are coming there. They are writing and expose these crimes. But after all of these war crimes that they are bombing, killing civilians, White House says apologize, also NATO, and Karzai's puppet regime says thank you. That is it. My people don't want to listen anymore, thank you or apologize. I think you also agree with us that democracy never comes by war, by cluster bomb, by barrel of gun. And democracy, especially never comes in Afghanistan, in a country like Afghanistan, by sworn enemies of these values, who are photocopy of the Taliban. At least they didn't say apologize to my people. And they are like Pinochet, Falun Gong, Mussolini, Suharto, and Bush of my country. As you know, all of you, at least you know Bush. They are Bushes of my country. But they are imposed on my people and still continue to their fascism. As I said, now they are negotiating with Taliban. As U.S. government and NATO, they are not honest for my people because they are sending more taxpayer money for such a mafia card system of Mohammed Karzai, and they are supporting all these warlords. Do not stop arming these warlords. It's better that they leave Afghanistan as soon as possible. Because these wolves, these dinosaurs, as much as getting more support, they are more risky for the future of Afghanistan. So to know better about the role of these occupation forces in Afghanistan, first of all, let me tell you a few things about these forces in Afghanistan, these troops. These troops themselves are the victim of the wrong policy of your government, first of all. They send them for bad cause, for war. And they are simply the victim, if I say better. And I send condolences to their family who lost their sons in Afghanistan. I met some moms, these suffer moms, in U.S. also, in other countries that I travel. They hug me, they cry, and I told them, please change your tears to the strength. Raise your voice against the wrong policy of your government that do not shed the blood of these soldiers more in Afghanistan by supporting such a mafia system. did not stop this deadly business with opium, even but found its way on the streets of New York as well, and will destroy the life of youths here as well. As UN gives report, 93% of opium produced from Afghanistan. $500 million alone goes to the pocket of Taliban in the year through the deadly business of opium. Since 2001 until now, 4,500% opium increase. You know, Taliban, these middle-minded terrorist people almost destroyed opium. But a superpower country with 40 more countries not able to destroy opium. Here I have a report that, anyway, later I can, yeah, here. You can see in this report very well that in 2001, almost they destroyed opium, these medieval-minded towers, these Taliban. See here, 185 metric tons opium. But now, this is only 2007, that 8,200 improved. While it's more than that. And this was their, one of their main projects in Afghanistan, project of the CIA. Well, after oil and arms, in the world, there are millions of dollars receiving through dirty business of opium. They are saying we are struggling against opium. They are paying millions of dollars under the name of destroying opium. But those who have high posts that in Afghanistan, they are famous drug traffickers. Head of anti-opium in Afghanistan is Dawood Dawood, who is a famous drug trafficker. Recently, brother of Hamid Karzai, that New York Times wrote that a famous drug trafficker, maybe you also hear this news that it was just a few days before, that also he's receiving millions of dollars by CIA. And other drug traffickers, sometimes ministers of Hamid Karzai, interior minister of Hamid Karzai, Ali Ahmad Jalali, who's right now in the US, in the University of the US, he is a teacher. And when he was interior minister, many times he said four persons who have high posts in Karzai's regime, they are famous drug traffickers, never expose their name for my people, while it is important. And many like these drug traffickers, the drug lords, are in power. Is it possible to stop planting more opium? Of course that's not possible. And by presence of thousands of troops, we don't have security. How much security is important? I think even more than food and water. When you hear, 2 days before in Kabul, in the capital of Afghanistan, UN office has been attacked. Sirna Hotel, the safest place that these politicians, so-called politicians from outside, and also so-called politicians of Afghanistan, that they enjoyed their life here by telling lies to each other, has been attacked. And but in Kabul, we do not have security. How do we get around Afghanistan? Even White House says that Taliban getting powerful, while just they are playing the game of Tom and Jerry with these terrorists. I think you also agree with us. A superpower country with 14 more countries, they are powerful, or minimal-minded terrorists, people like Taliban. These non-educated, ignorant people. After 9-11, they already was in power. They were in power. They destroyed their domination. But this 8 years is not possible. With high military machine that they have. That's why day by day we believe that they occupied my country because of their own strategy, economy, regional interest. They don't care to the wishes of my people. They don't see how they much fed up from this situation, how much they hate who are Lord and also Taliban. And today Karzai's puppet regime is enough to see how much it is weak. And I think now it is open secret for the people around the world. You also maybe got this news few days ago from UNDP. UNDP gave reports Afghanistan is ranked 181st out of 182 countries, while official report $26 billion the government of Hamid Karzai received this 8 years, this taxpayer money. Most of this money went into pocket of warlords, drug lords, NGO lords, donors, and these officials themselves. FAO gave report more than 18 million people of Afghanistan, they live on less $2 a day. And many examples like this. Two mothers of my country in Herat and Ghor, they're ready to sell their babies for only $10. Media gave report that. Where that much money is going on? When you go in Kabul, you see their Sirina Hotel, expensive shops, like city center, luxury hotels. Does it solve the problem of my people? Never. Because only in these big cities, some they did a large building, you can see, to put dust on your eyes. Most of the provinces, people do not have enough. more conflict, more war. And Obama wants to degrade Taliban as a moderate, while we have no moderate Taliban. They put soft name on Taliban, these terrorists, to have a reason for you people, first of all, to give chance to Taliban as well to join the government. I think Taliban enough that they shame from their regret and don't want to come forward with such a mafia corrupt system again, but these warlords, they are brought in. And how they know that this is moderate and this is not? Anyway, they are deceiving you. Do not be deceived by the name of moderate Taliban. We have no moderate Taliban. They are betraying my people more. And Obama now wants to bring in power Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, this fascist man. Maybe you heard about this man, you know? Bush put price on the head of this terrorist as a wanted criminal. His name is in the blacklist of UN. Millions of dollars, $25 million. If anybody find the dead or alive body of Gulbuddin. But Mullah Omar invited Gulbuddin Hekmatyar to join the government in 9 months. Sorry, Obama invited Mullah Omar in Gulbuddin. In 9 months, what happened? What did Gulbuddin Hekmatyar that coming in power? Willing to say apologize at least to my people and expose their crimes? Willing to be bring them to the court? Anyway, and I'm telling you again that Obama must change this policy. As long as these warlords to be in power, no hope to come positive changes in Afghanistan. Before to tell you the alternative, let me tell you that about this so-called free election that I mentioned here. In this kind of disaster situation, they are talking about democratic election, which is so ridiculous. I think the election under the shadow of gang, warlordism, drug lordism, awful corruption, and occupation forces has no legitimacy at all. Especially in this 8 years we experience. As a famous saying, it's not important who's voting, it's important who's counting. That's our problem. All the boxes in the list of them, some Democrat freedom-loving people ran, but they didn't win, because there's only one chance for a person who White House picked out and chose. And now, election between Abdullah and Hamid Karzai. Both of them betrayed a lot of my people. Both of them have many similarity, puppet. First of all, both of them call it Taliban these Star Wars brothers and ready to do negotiate with Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. Both of them betrayed a lot my people as Hamid Karzai did compromise with these misogynist warlords, these Star Wars, this 8 years, supported them. And Abdullah himself is the main candidate of these warlords, who did civil war from 92 to 96. And he born in the lap of the lap, how I should say, on the Zamir CIA, Zamir Chimia. On the lap of the CIA. They are talking, New York Times exposed brother of Hamid Karzai, how good many Abdullah that right now in power. As I told you, like Qasim Fahim, Dostum, Rabbani, Sayyaf, Kanuni, Ismail Khan, all of them, they have high posts today in Afghanistan. When Hamid Karzai chose Qasim Fahim and Karim Khalili as a vice president, Human Rights Watch said Karzai insulting the people of Afghanistan. Despite national and international conviction, he did not change the mind because these two cruel men are accused as war criminals and they are warlords, as I explained them to you. But he didn't change the mind. Even he signed this disgusting law that against Shia's women, maybe you heard about it. They are making legal their crimes. Mainstream media also was busy with this disgusting law. And this law very easily has been passed because Hamid Karzai do compromise with these warlords. If these warlords make this kind of law or do not make, they continue to do fascism because they are in power. Today's situation of women is only enough half of population to know better about the wrong policy of your government. Half of population, they don't have even human life. They cut the nose of the woman. They cut the ear of the woman, they threw hot water on them. Is this democracy? When they go to the court, there is no justice. Domestic violence, acid attacks, rape cases, killing of women increasing rapidly. It is historical. And in the name of democracy, they betray democracy, women rights. You can see only Rawa's website, this democratic organization that is still there underground and they have their own actors. Risking their life. Only their website is enough to know about the woman situation in Afghanistan, which is in most of provinces like hell. When you go in Kabul, you see in some working candidate in Afghanistan. How we should trust this ATS that your government supported? At least you must say apologize to my people for the war crime of the Bush. And criticize the Bush. Don't say that we do not support. At least raise your voice against this two donkey. Hopefully do not be insulted to the donkeys. Abdullah and Hamid Karzai. As my people use this power, the result will be like the same donkey but with new saddle. Yeah, I'm agree with them. Because if Abdullah Campbell, Karzai, both of them again betray more part of my people, and you will see that situation will be more disastrous, especially for the women. This is fashionable for the media. Every crime that happening, they say Taliban did. Well, they are not only Taliban. These warlords, 14 years old, Bashir has been raped by three men, one of them, son of the member of the parliament, Haji Payendar. He's a cruel commander of the Dostum, Abdul Rashid Dostum. Nowadays, media also busy with Dostum. Maybe you heard about him. Even Obama had said that he is a wanted criminal. But during the election, this wanted criminal coming in the Kabul from the Turkey, right now enjoying in Turkey, and voting, attending in the election. And anyway, again I'm telling you, as long as these warlords in power, no hope to come positive changes in the life of the men and women of my country. So, about parliament, I don't want to waste our time. I think it's enough that in the beginning of parliament they made amnesty law, because majority seats belongs to them. Their brother Saddam Hussein has been hanged. They become worried. And they made this amnesty law, criminal forgive themselves. Me and few other Democrat MP inside of the parliament, we raise our voice against that. But who listen our voice? Because we are a minority. This law has been passed. Despite national and international condition, even Karzai signed this disgusting law. One reason that they expelled me from parliament was that. Because I never did compromise with them. I exposed their crimes. I said the truth. I'm the woman. These are my crimes, my sins. Even want to eliminate. I think to know better about the role of the woman in Afghanistan right now, their situation, not true. They played their role yet, even underdog most of them, these brave women. But to know better about their disaster situation for them, I think alone my life story as an activist is enough. In the period of Taliban, I was underground activist. Some memory you can read in this book, but on that I was rescued with burqa, this disgusting burqa, and with lots of challenges. We tried to be, to as a teacher, to play our role, but now, despite thousands of troops in Afghanistan, being thousands of troops, even with burqa and bodyguard is not safe. 5 times they did assassination attempts, and now changing safe house to safe houses. By chance I'm alive, or the main reason because of support of my people. I'm changing their houses, these are not my family. But how about many other Democrat activists, brave women that they killed? Like Malala Yousafzai, Sitara Achikzai, Nadia Anjuman, Zakia Zaki, maybe you heard about them. When they get caught, only media briefly they give report to you like a bird has been caught. They are the future of Afghanistan. Why do you not support them? First of all, these women, if really you want to bring women rights in Afghanistan. So with all of these problems, let me tell you what is the alternative. As I said, like you people, we have many Democrats in Afghanistan, very freedom-loving, justice-loving, a lot we have. Some democratic forces, more than forces, intellectuals. Some forces, for example, maybe you may remember, from I hear that Zoya was here and recently in U.S. had a talk. That I met Zoya in 2004 when Evans Lahr, this great American woman, our strong supporter, invited me also as a speaker. Zoya also was a speaker, and I met her on that time, first time here. And she was telling me about their problem, how much about the risk that they are facing today, losing their project, they're still underground activists. Why do you not support them? We have some party like Hamdastegi Party, that when they put Kambash, a young journalist, a student of the university like you, that someone put you from downloading an article from here to the jail. It's not ridiculous. Is this democracy? Parviz Kambash, maybe you heard about him. He was a young journalist. He downloaded an article. regime and also regime of Pakistan, this neighbor countries still how they have black and bloody hands in Afghanistan, still they have their own puppets. This power is combat because of this article that he downloaded from the website they put in jail, Atom Ahmad. Atom Ahmad in the north of Afghanistan, he's a killer, he's commander of Dostum. Right now, he's doing campaign for Abdullah Abdullah. He put this young journalist, the student of the university, in the jail and then announced to be hanged. Then despite this international condition, for 20 years they announced he has to be in the jail. And recently, during this tragic drama of election, Hamid Karzai released this journalist and told him leave Afghanistan. If anyone tell the truth, they kill or have to leave Afghanistan or receiving death threats and underground actors like many of us. And this Hamdastegi party that I mentioned to you, they did demonstration when Paris Combat was in the jail. While even there's a bomb suicide in Afghanistan, how much risk? And many like them we have. Modern party, democrat activists we have, like Haka is an NGO, if you want, you can support. Most of NGOs care. See their website, their activities. OPOC, I was activist of OPOC in the period of Taliban, even was not registered. And still they have projects, but unfortunately because of risk, I cannot work with them. See their activities, still they are losing their project. Let's support them. More than these NGOs and organizations, we have intellectuals. That if you want, I can give their name. When you go in Afghanistan in Kabul, you can meet them and you can contact them by email. Give them courage and more hope and more determination. They are the future of Afghanistan. So the alternative. If really Obama is honest for Afghan people, first, end occupation, which is war on innocent civilians, not war on terror, as soon as possible. Secondly, stop ordering these warlords. Stop ordering these warlords. And third alternative, support democratic-minded people of my country while we have a law. Support Democrat, as I mentioned, some of them. This is the third. Fourth alternative, that together with UN, they must stop neighbor countries like Iran, Pakistan, Russia, Uzbekistan, who support Taliban and also warlords. And also, at least Obama must not stop war. Start war in Pakistan. I think situation of Afghanistan and Iraq is enough to know that democracy never comes by war. I hope that Iranian people and also Pakistani people, should tell you that sentence in English, that at least our country should be example for them, that nobody wish that foreigner bring for their democracy. I know their system is not good system. Their regime, especially Iranian regime, is a fascist regime. The large mass movement in Iran was a big hope. I'm sure it will happen with the passage of time in Afghanistan as well, as now through the administration. In this 30 years war, we almost lost everything, but we gained one positive thing, which is political knowledge of my people. This is a big hope. And also, this democratic people of Iran also never wish democracy someone bring for them by gun, by war. And I hope that I wish that this large mass movement, what happened in Iran, it will end with the favor of a democrat, freedom-loving people of Iran. But unfortunately, you saw this Ahmadinejad again come in power, so situation will be again disaster for the people. Anyway, I have a lot to tell you. At least this was briefly what I told you about situation of my country. I think our history is very easy that you know. We had powerful history, like your country. We had women in the centuries of 60s, 70s, and 80s, with open ear as they wish they wear clothes, whether to be worried anybody, but through a seat on their faces. They played their role, but this 30 years, woman was the most and first victims. Still, they are betrayed. Join your hands with us as much as you can. As always, I quote Brecht. Brecht says, for those who do struggle may fail. But those who do not do struggle has already failed.
And here I have some pictures. I pass to you to know better about the disaster situation of my country, if you see. And thank you very much again. These pictures as well, please. Yeah. And this picture, let me tell you something about this picture. You know, this is Rahmatullah Hashimi. This is the same person. Right now he is studying in the Yale University, one of the best universities of your country. Here, he was a spokesperson of Taliban when destroyed Ubuda's status, but now, how looks Democrat more than every one of you, isn't it? Why he's not going to Guantanamo jail, if really they are honest? And now, U.S. want to make another Guantanamo jail in Bagram City. They banned the supply of water that people themselves live. Maybe you heard about this. $18 million they spent to make another Guantanamo jail, while $100 million a day they use in Afghanistan for war. And for total reconstruction of Afghanistan, the international aid is $7 million a day. And most of this money went into pocket of these dirty-minded elements, as I mentioned their name. Maybe he is the next president of Afghanistan in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Manager. It was really an inspiration, and to know what's going on and what's right for the country from the people who are actually of the country, rather than someone like McChrystal, who's a guest of the country for 2 months. I think thank you so much for such an insightful, you know, story of your life, and we can read more.